I would have loved to have gone to more places. I remember when I finally made it to Bishop Faride Taban's Peace Village. That was an exceptional experience to see people who had previously fought each other over cattle, living together peacefully in this one peace village that the bishop created himself and made it a place where people felt at home regardless of their ethnicity. I would have loved to have traveled more and more in depth in deeper parts of the country. Probably the two states that I've covered the most and been to, very rural Payams and Bomas, has been Jonglei State and Northern Barul Ghazal. In terms of embassy functioning after the crisis, we are not back up to our full strength. I would love to see all of our people be able to be back, because I think that there's so much that we can do, and especially in this time of crisis, both including the humanitarian crisis as well as the actual fighting and conflict that's going on. We've increased our funding markedly, but yet we just don't have enough people to do all of the work that is required. So yes, and of course, there are definitely things that I am leaving for my successor to take care of, and I have those regrets. But overall, I think I've done quite a lot, both for the embassy as well as for the best job I could for the people of South Sudan.